I'm being joined by AGWSR's Jariah Bowles, going to the state tournament for the second time in your career. First of all, just what was your game plan going into Saturday? Maybe your mindset going into that state qualifying meet, looking to get back for the second time in your wrestling career after, you know, falling a little bit short last year.
I had it going there with a good mindset, not to compete with anybody, because there's a couple kids that bracket that I didn't do too good against earlier in the year. Just let myself know I could beat them.
Yeah, so a true second place. I didn't have to have a wrestle back. Tell me about your matches on Saturday. What were you seated going into the day? Did you have a bye, or was it just a straight-up bracket for you?
Straight-up bracket, and I was seated third. And my first match went pretty well. I won that pretty easily. And then wrestled second seed that I lost to earlier in the season at the Cougar Invite. And just reminded myself I could beat him if I wrestled good, and I ended up winning.
So tell me a little bit about your season up to this point, maybe some of your biggest highlights or maybe some lows that you had to overcome here throughout the year. What kind of comes to mind?
Well, there was plenty of lows this season, as I think the whole team was battling sicknesses throughout most of the season and then getting healthy at the end of the season. And I started picking up wins at the end of the season and getting hot at the end of the season, which is a good part of the season to get going.
How would you kind of describe your style as a wrestler, maybe some of your biggest strengths that you have on the mat?
Well, I just like to let it fly, you know, do what I want, you know, maybe get in some scrambles and, yeah, come out on top.
How would you describe your growth throughout the season, or maybe some of the biggest things you've been kind of working on this year?
Well, I tried to work on throughout the season staying in good positions, even though I do like to get in scrambles, you know, because sometimes that doesn't work out well for you. You know, just staying in a better position and having a good mindset.
So you were down there as a freshman here a couple years ago. What do you think you learned down there at the state meet about just what it takes to compete at that level? Because obviously, you know, you're going up against the best of the best in the state, and it's probably a whole different level than you're used to in the regular season.
Yeah. Well, I don't think I had a very good mindset going in my freshman year. You know, I was kind of just glad to be there. And I know now that everybody there is ready to compete, and they're all going to give it their best. So just to be ready when I get down there.
What does it mean to be able to, you know, represent the AGWSR community, your school down there at the biggest stage, you know?
Yeah, feels good, and I like to have everybody behind supporting me. Got a pretty good support system here.
And I know you're part of kind of a wrestling family, right? You've had some other family members throughout sport wrestling?
Yep, all my siblings have wrestled so far, yep. Two older brothers and my younger one.
So is that kind of a... Is it a family tradition, or how would you describe it? Just something that y'all kind of like to do, or?
Yeah, kind of helps out because it's all competitiveness, you know. They kind of help me throughout it.
Mm. So some wrestling matches in the basement and stuff like that, right?
Plenty of those.
So when it comes to going down to state here later this week, what are going to be your biggest keys to success? What's got to keep going right for you to perform well down there?
Come out aggressive and be ready to wrestle and just know I can beat anybody there if I'm ready.
All right. Well, congrats on making it, and thanks for the time today.
Yep.